speech of March 2011 about the divine. The divine points beyond the actual creature, transcends it, is potentially unlimited and can be experienced in the relationship with Ao in a particular manner. The fifth most important soft law makes it available to the accessible extent. Although it also appears in the creatures, it does not do this as marked as in Ao and the experiences of the Ao instance in us. The extraordinary of the divine as its first feature is hardly or rarely achieved by creatures, and then only after great effort, or by divine grace, since it exceeds that what is temporarily possible for a creature concerning extent. If it appears by revelation, it is only recognized through intensive reflection as such, even if creatures cannot fully appreciate its scope. Who enjoys it for longer periods of time has difficulties to relinquish it for a while, since it provides deepest fulfillment and greatest happiness. Only the experience of Ao is an even greater experience. The divine experiences in and through us a creaturely limitation, and can therefore be confused with highest creatureliness, particularly if this claims divinity for itself. While an unjustified claim can be refuted easily, this is not successful concerning the divine, especially since it is accompanied by the highest authority and respective events, so it is not difficult to be discerned. It is worthy of imitation, exemplary and indispensable, since it is of highest value and with our ultimate goal, whose lower deviation does too much harm through remaining in the purely creatural, as it can be clearly seen from the missing Ao-worthy status in our world. Witness of the divine and example of it is the word of Ao, which is clearly demonstrated by language density, scope, relevance, significance, and diversity. Its positive leads efficiently to the goal. Its negative is thereby appropriately to be integrated. Ao defends herself well from attempts to misuse it for improper purposes, for example by steering the mind. Therefore, it makes no sense to want to get dishonest advantages. The divine offers the highest cognitions that want to be worked out and properly used, since they bring great power and many advantages, which had to be deserved and partly require secrecy, in order that potential damage by misuse is warded off. It requires great personal maturity gained by intensive refinement of oneself to experience it extensively. It can profoundly change the creatures towards the positive with the beauty that lets effectively divine the holiness, grandness, infinity, and genius of Ao.